So Europe was able to first establish contact in China in the late 14, early 1500s. But beginning in the early 1600s, China's going to go through a little bit of a change. And when China goes through this change, it's going to have an impact on European relations. So China is going to go through a change in the early 1600s. In northeastern China, there's this place called Manchuria. It's a part of northern China. Okay? See it up here on the map? And what is going to happen is a group of people from Manchurians called the Manchus are going to come in and take control of the Chinese capital of Beijing. In 1644, the Manchus will conquer the Ming Dynasty in China. And they are going to change the name. They're going to create a new dynasty. There are going to be a new leadership council. It's going to be called the Qing Dynasty. Qing with a Q. The Qing Dynasty. And the Qing Dynasty is going to bring changes and differences to China. First and foremost, the Qing Dynasty is going to adopt a Confucian style of government. Under a Confucian style of government, you could be selected for a position if you were a morally upstanding individual. So if you were a good person and you were smart, someone could be elected in here. I'm not really sure who, but someone could be elected. So under a Confucian style of government, it's not necessarily about birth. Instead, it was based on merit and morals. Your goal as a government official would be to set a moral example to transform the world and society. Imagine that, government leaders acting like they're supposed to and not total goofballs or chuckleheads. If only our teachers could do the same thing, Zick. That would be nice. For each government position, the government picked two people. One from China, one from Manchuria. So even though the Manchus take over Beijing and they take over, they create a new dynasty, why do you think that for each government position they have one Manchu, so one person from Manchuria and one from China? Hey, Klein?
To stop like revolts, because if they...
Well, how would that stop revolts?
Well, they came in and they conquered China, yep. So if China is obviously not going to be very happy about that.
China's probably going to be a little irritated about that.
So they, you know, by putting a person from Manchuria, the people who conquered, and from China, they kind of split the difference of, like, I don't know, that's probably not the right term.
No, I see what you're saying. To Opperman, you want to add something to that?
I was going to add something else.
Hang on one sec. Let's finish this idea real quick. I like what Klein's saying. Klein's saying, listen, rather than the Chinese being considered a conquered people, because if you get conquered or you get beat up, you're probably going to get upset and irritated, right? You may try to revolt. So in order to ease tensions between the Chinese and the Manchurians, they made sure to share these government positions with one Manchurian and one Chinese person. Yes, sir?
Okay, I have two things. One is like adding on
to it. Yes?
It's kind of like the United States elects things from all different states.
Yeah, similar. So our national government is made up of people from all the different states. It's just not New York or Ohio telling us what to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And where's Manchuria?
Manchuria?
Like, what's the borderline?
It's not really a borderline. It's not like a hard border. But you see where, like, this is the Berlin Wall. This is not the Berlin Wall. It is the Great Wall of China. Berlin Wall will come later in the 1960s. But kind of like you would consider that northern edge of the Great Wall of China to be sort of the rough idea. And what's going to happen? The Ming Dynasty is going to collapse. It's going to be a little bit weaker. It's going to allow the Manchurians to come in and do that. Well, how does the Qing Dynasty, you know, like, what happens? Once the Qing Dynasty comes into power, China experiences a great era of peace and prosperity. They're going to find these new crops called corn and potatoes. Has anyone ever had corn and potatoes in here? Moss, you've never had corn or potatoes? You've never had potatoes before? You've never had a potato. Moss, we're going to have to get you a potato, son. Anyway, these new crops from the Americas, this new little discovered area of the world, they're going to create, you know, these seeds are going to come to China. And China's going to be able, their farmers are going to be able to grow all these corn, all these potatoes. People are going to be healthy. China's wealth is going to increase. So the Qing Dynasty is going to bring about tremendous peace and prosperity to China. Well, in 1793, a British government official by the name of Lord Macartney is going to travel to China. And Lord Macartney is going to have a misunderstanding. Maybe he's a little ignorant. Maybe he doesn't know what he's doing. But Lord Macartney is going to make a tremendous mistake, and it's going to cost all of Europe. Let me tell you a little bit about what happened. In 1793, Lord Macartney arrived in China. He brought a ship, a couple of ships full of goods, the best in Europe. And he thinks if he can bring these goods to the King Emperor, maybe England can establish a good contact here, good trade area, right? So he brings all these goods. And before meeting with the Emperor, they're like, hey, Macartney, make sure that you perform this little act. You have to sort of touch your head and bow to the Emperor. It's a sign of respect, okay? Macartney goes, yeah, sure, whatever you said. Hey, you got the goods? You got the stuff? And Macartney comes before the Emperor, does not bow, does not touch his head, and he irritates the Emperor. He's like, who the heck does this guy think he is? In addition, he tries to speak English to him. Do you think the Emperor of China wants to speak English? Some low, plithy person, you think he's going to want him to speak English? So he doesn't do the sign of respect. He tries to speak English to them. And not to mention, he brings these finest clothing, which the emperor thinks is all garbage. Thinks it's no good. This misunderstanding, I'm going to call it arrogance, thinking you're automatically better because I'm different. I'm from Europe. Don't you know how good I am? I'm from the British Empire. All this does is it ruins relations between Europe and China. The actions, bless you, the actions of Lord Macartney ruin relations. And what we're going to see is that China basically will go into a period of somewhat isolation after this period, basically rejecting all of Europe until about the 1800s.